From the News Center, a News Focus.
It was an exciting place in the turn of the century.
That's John Maher of Washingtonville in northern Montour County. He's written a 3-volume collection of borough history, and he's here to share the latest with us. Like a number of families in that community, Maher's family has been around Washingtonville for quite some time.
My farm's been in the family since 1870. It was my great-grandfather's farm, and I moved up there with my grandparents when I was 13.
Maher said about 4 years ago, the mayor asked him to do a walking tour. From there, he started to research, and by the time the pandemic was waning, he was about to present his work in book form. Volume 1
covers Washingtonville from the early 1800s into the 1960s. I talk about the hotels, the stores, the doctors, the blacksmiths. There was a Washingtonville Wagon Works which made sleighs.
And he continues.
Volume 2 is about Frank DeLong, and the title of that book is The Village That Captured His Heart.
DeLong was a wealthy man thanks to a patented invention.
He didn't invent the hook and eye, but he patented the hump on the hook and eye. Back in the late 1800s, you had no zippers. You fastened your coat with a hook and eye and you moved around and they come unhooked. Well, once Frank patented that hump, he became a multimillionaire because all the clothing manufacturers switched to the DeLong hook and eye.
And says Maher, Frank DeLong was a generous man, aiding his community for years until his death just before World War II began. By the way, the third volume is about to be released. It will include happenings and history from just beyond the borough. By the way, don't miss the tale of a hungry Washingtonville man.
Hungry Sam, he worked on farms. Well, his claim to fame was he learned he could eat for free and get paid for it. And he ate like a normal man until he made a bet. He would go into bars and businesses and bet. They would make bets that he couldn't eat this or that. He showed up at a chicken and waffle dinner at the Presbyterian Church, all you can eat, for a quarter. They said they lost count after 100 waffles.
If you're interested in getting a hold of John Maher's books, you can email him, johncsmaher@aol.com. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.